Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Making Great Relationships by Dr. Richard Hanson, a psychologist, family and couples counselor, and the New York Times best-selling author renowned for Hardwiring Happiness and Buddha's Brain. Published in 2023, this book emerges as a practical guide aimed at fostering nourishing, healthy, and communicative relationships across all spheres of life. Dr. Hanson leverages his extensive experience to offer readers simple yet powerful strategies for troubleshooting conflict, breaking unhealthy cycles, and sharing best practices for deepening positive relationships. This episode is perfect for anyone navigating the complexities of human connections. Couples feeling anchored in unproductive dynamics, friends yearning for their needs to be better met within their social circles, and colleagues striving to overcome conflict and poor communication will find invaluable advice in Dr. Hanson's approach. Making Great Relationships is not just for those struggling. It is a treasure trove of insights for anyone looking to enhance and strengthen the bonds in their life. Join us as we unpack the essentials of crafting and maintaining great relationships, guided by the expertise of Dr. Richard Hanson. Making Great Relationships: Simple Practices for Solving Conflicts, Building Connection, and Fostering Love. Introduction: Unlock the Secret to Flourishing Relationships. In the vibrant tapestry of life, the threads that bind us together with others, be it our partners, family members, friends, or colleagues, are sources of both immense joy and potential distress. While some relationships blossom effortlessly, bringing warmth and happiness into our lives, others may feel like insurmountable challenges marred by annoyance, pain, or misunderstanding. It's common to bask in the comfort of the relationships that thrive while resigning ourselves to the notion that the difficult ones are beyond redemption. Yet, here lies a crucial insight. The art of nurturing and sustaining enriching relationships is not a matter of chance, but one of skill and intention. There are strategies and simple techniques at your disposal, ready to be learned and applied, to not only salvage strained relations, but to elevate them to new heights. Furthermore, in recognizing the profound influence our connections have on our overall well-being, how they shape our happiness, our sense of belonging, and our ability to flourish, it becomes clear that investing in these relational skills is not just important, but essential. This narrative will guide you on a journey through the foundational principle that a rewarding relationship with oneself is the cornerstone upon which all other relationships are built. From there, we'll delve into practical solutions for navigating and improving relationships that have encountered turbulence. Finally, we'll arm you with effective communication techniques aimed at resolving conflicts, ensuring you are equipped to transform not only how you relate to others, but how you experience the world around you. Embark on this transformative exploration and unlock the secret to creating and sustaining relationships that are not just good, but truly great. Through understanding and applying these insights, you'll find that even the most challenging relationships hold the possibility for growth, healing, and deeper connection. Part 1. Master the Art of Being Your Own Best Ally. In the dance of life, relationships are a complex tango, involving not just one, but two or more individuals, each bringing their own steps to the floor. It's a common misunderstanding to think that the health of these relationships lies equally in the hands of all involved. But there's a twist in this tale. Improving our relationships starts with a singular focus, you. It may come as a surprise, but the truth is stark. You cannot sway the actions or attitudes of others, yet you hold the keys to transform how you engage with them. This transformative journey begins with the most foundational relationship of all, the one you have with yourself. It's potentially the most profound and impactful connection you'll ever cultivate. Consider for a moment the last time you were there for a friend in need. You probably offered encouragement, combated their self-doubt with positivity, highlighted their uniqueness, and dedicated your time to them. For many of us, extending this level of support to a friend feels natural, almost instinctive. Now picture directing that same level of care, respect, and encouragement towards yourself. It might feel more challenging, yet it is within this self-relationship that the secret to enhancing your external relationships lies. Are you ready to learn how to become your own best friend? If so, you're in the right place. Let's begin with recognizing and respecting your needs. Often, we feel discontent in our relationships because they seem to fall short of meeting our needs. But before nudging others to fulfill these needs, consider meeting them yourself. Start with a simple exercise. Grab a piece of paper and at the top write, "I need," then complete the sentence. Reflect on what you truly need and understand that often, it's not the superficial need, like more compliments from your partner, that matters, but the deeper need it represents, such as feeling worthwhile. Furthermore, learning to nurture a state of calm centeredness can significantly impact how you navigate relational turbulence. Stress can be a formidable adversary in our relationships, but cultivating calm can offer perspective and rationality. A simple but effective method is to focus on your breathing. Slowing down your breath activates the parasympathetic nervous system, ushering in a sense of relaxation that can transform potential relationship crises into manageable challenges. Lastly, navigating the path of forgiveness towards yourself is crucial. Recognizing that, like your friends, you are not exempt from making mistakes, and learning to forgive yourself for these mishaps is a stepping stone to being a better friend to yourself. Begin with reflecting on a moment you regret, understand what happened, and acknowledge your part in it. Then, balance this by separating what was and wasn't in your control. And finally, honor the growth that came from making amends. Fostering a strong relationship with yourself doesn't just enhance your well-being. It echoes through all your external relationships, enriching them with understanding, compassion, and resilience. Through practicing self-respect, seeking inner calm, and embracing self-forgiveness, you lay the foundation for becoming not only your own best friend, but also a better friend, partner, and colleague to those around you. Part 2. Embrace empathy and kindness to transform your connections. Having journeyed through the landscape of self-awareness and self-respect, let's now turn our gaze outwards, aiming to channel these insights into the world around us. Just as a plant turns towards the sun, so too should we open ourselves up, extending the rays of love and understanding to those we encounter. At the heart of this outward journey lies a potent duo: empathy and kindness. Empathy, the remarkable human ability to tap into others' emotions and perspectives, stands as the cornerstone of meaningful connections. It's the bridge that closes the gap between isolated islands, fostering a shared sense of experience and understanding. A lack in empathy often paves the way for conflicts born of misunderstandings and misinterpretations. To bolster your empathetic abilities, engage in mindful observation of those around you. Pay attention to their words and behaviors, and endeavor to understand the emotions driving them. The eyes, windows to the soul, often reveal what words may mask, offering a gateway to genuine understanding. Parallel to nurturing an empathetic outlook, strive to embed kindness into your essence. Kindness reciprocates kindness, creating a cycle of positivity that can uplift all involved. Contemplate small, meaningful acts of kindness that resonate with your authentic self. A smile shared with a stranger. A thoughtful message to a friend long not seen. Remember, acts of kindness need not be grand to be impactful. Challenge yourself to extend this kindness even to those with whom you share less harmonious relationships, such as a difficult coworker or a challenging family member. Approaching people with kindness does not imply condoning behavior that crosses your personal boundaries. It's entirely possible to remain kind while clearly communicating your limits. For example, kindly but firmly set boundaries with relatives whose behavior you find unacceptable. And when the weight of negative emotions becomes too heavy, seek the solace of a friend's understanding ear, allowing you to release and reset, It's important to underline that in cultivating empathy and kindness, resilience and assertiveness are not forfeited. Indeed, genuine kindness is fortified by a backbone of self-respect and boundary setting. As we progress, we'll explore techniques that empower you to stand firm in your needs and values, ensuring that the kindness you project is matched by an equally strong dedication to nurturing and protecting your well-being. In summary, by intertwining empathy with acts of kindness and tempered with self-assurance, you not only enrich your personal sphere, but contribute to a broader culture of understanding and respect. Thus, embark on this endeavor not just as a practice, but as a transformation, one that reshapes not only how you interact with others, but how you perceive and traverse the world. Part 3. Navigate conflict with grace and strategy. Surprisingly, the presence of conflict within relationships is not only common, it's indicative of a healthy dynamic. Yes, you heard that right. A relationship without its fair share of disagreements would likely lack depth and authenticity. However, acknowledging that conflict is a natural part of relationships does not make it any less challenging or uncomfortable when we find ourselves in the thick of it. Whether confrontation makes you anxious and flustered or triggers a fiery temper, adopting effective strategies to manage conflict can transform contention into a constructive experience. Let's start with a strategy that's as basic as it gets: finding your physical and mental grounding. In the heat of a dispute, turning your attention to the sensation of your feet pressed against the floor can surprisingly anchor you. By taking deep breaths and engaging with this present, tangible reality, you embark on the path to calm centeredness amid the storm of conflict. Alongside grounding your body, strive to ground your thoughts by focusing on key facts: what was said, what actions were taken, and what intentions might lie behind them. Establishing a shared understanding of these facts can be a powerful step towards resolutions, even if agreement on solutions isn't immediately achievable. As part of this approach, create an action plan. This might involve pragmatic solutions like a shared household task schedule or personal commitments to mindfulness practices aimed at reducing reactivity to minor annoyances. An equally critical strategy is recognizing anger not as an adversary, but as a tool, albeit one that demands skillful handling. Anger, with its physical manifestations and intense emotions, signals underlying needs or issues. To harness it constructively, begin by exploring what your anger feels like physically. Are your muscles tensed? Are your jaws clenched? Learning to identify these signals can help you anticipate and manage anger before it overpowers you. Next, ask yourself what message your anger carries. Perhaps it's signaling an overload of work responsibilities, or maybe it's a protective veil for deeper, more vulnerable emotions like hurt or jealousy. Understanding these underlying layers enables a more comprehensive resolution of anger, rather than merely soothing its surface manifestations. Adopting a deliberate approach towards expressing anger can enhance your relationships significantly. While it's natural to feel angry, choosing how and when you express this emotion makes all the difference. Aim for discussions that are timed sensibly and conducted with clarity, focusing on resolving the issue at hand rather than allowing anger to eclipse the core message. In essence, managing conflict with mindfulness and strategic insight does not negate the presence of strong emotions, but invites us to navigate them with intention and intelligence. By grounding ourselves, understanding the messages our emotions carry, and tactfully expressing our feelings, we can turn conflicts into opportunities for growth, deeper understanding, and stronger connections. Part 4. The power of thoughtful communication. The art of communication is akin to a brush in the hands of a master painter. It has the power to transform a bland canvas into a captivating masterpiece. As we venture into this final exploration, the spotlight turns to the tools and techniques that can refine and enrich our conversational skills, proving that the way we communicate can deeply influence the quality of our relationships. Beginning with the humble yet profound act of asking questions, we immediately signal our interest and investment in others' worlds. Whether it's playful inquiries that reveal layers of intimacy or strategic questions aimed at de-escalating conflict, the act of asking rather than asserting can pivot conversations towards understanding and resolution. Imagine peeling away the layers of an onion, where each question asked reveals deeper insights. This is the power of inquisitiveness in fostering closer connections and navigating disputes more effectively. Next, practice being the wind beneath someone's wings rather than rain on their parade. Approach the ideas and aspirations of those around you with an open heart and mind, offering support and constructive input only when truly helpful. This supportive posture nurtures an environment where dreams and ideas feel validated, strengthening the bond between you and your loved ones, colleagues, or friends. Encountering critique with grace and responsibility is another cornerstone of effective communication. Own up to moments of lapse, seek collaborative solutions, and then purposefully move on. The key here is to acknowledge without lingering too long in a space of guilt or blame, fostering a dynamic of growth and future focus. Now, let's talk about the meta conversation, talking about how we talk. Periodically touching base on communication patterns and preferences can illuminate and solve underlying issues before they escalate, whether it's addressing how conversations unfold or expressing needs explicitly. This level of transparency ensures that both parties feel heard and respected. Expressing desires explicitly cannot be overstated. Clear communication about needs and wants dispels erroneous assumptions and closes the gap between expectation and reality. Being specific about what you desire, whether it's help around the house or more physical affection, eliminates guessing games and builds a foundation of clarity and mutual support. Finally, recognize and celebrate the progress made in refining the way you communicate. Every step forward, every resolved conflict, and every deepened connection represents a victory in the ongoing journey of building fulfilling relationships. Rather than dwelling on unresolved issues, focus on the ground gained and the lessons learned. This positive perspective not only consolidates improvements, but also fuels motivation for future growth. In essence, mastering the nuances of communication with curiosity, support, accountability, transparency, explicitness, and a forward-looking mindset unlocks the secret to nurturing relationships that are not merely functional but truly flourishing. Step by step, word by word, we have the potential to sculpt the dynamics of our relationships into enduring sources of joy and fulfillment. Final summary. Navigating the complex landscape of human relationships can be akin to steering a ship through both calm seas and turbulent waters. These connections, vibrant and dynamic, hold the potential to be our most profound sources of happiness, as well as our greatest challenges. While the instinct might be to adjust the sails of those around us to find smoother sailing, true change begins within the confines of our own vessel. The journey to enriching our relationships with others starts by re-evaluating and refining how we relate to ourselves and, by extension, to the people in our lives. This inward focus is not a journey of isolation, but one that radiates outward, influencing our interactions and the quality of our connections in profound ways. Improving how we communicate, how we handle conflict, and how we express empathy and kindness are not just paths to personal growth, they are the stepping stones to create a ripple effect, inspiring and eliciting positive changes in those around us. By committing to this personal evolution, we enhance not only our own mental and emotional landscapes, but also set the stage for healthier, more vibrant relationships. It's a testament to the power of individual transformation to foster communal well-being. So, as we navigate the waters of life's relationships, remember that the most impactful changes originate from within, transforming our world from the inside out. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.